What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today on this amazing Wednesday, November 2nd. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in. As always, thank you for making us a part of your day. And the devotion is Stand Fast. Scripture is 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13 and 14. Watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. The Word of God is the set of instructions that we live by and promote. Even though it's not always popular, that doesn't mean what the Bible says is any less truthful. Seems like American culture does not, you know, dictate what truth is. American culture does not dictate what truth is. Wrong's still wrong, even if the world allows it. Truth is still truth, even if the world disapproves. Believers become silent because they don't want to offend anybody. Why are we so worried about offending people? We shouldn't be purposely saying things to hurt or offend others, but we do need to establish our lives on the Word of God, and our actions should back up those beliefs. We can't dilute the Bible because something says that we say is unpopular, or something the Bible says is unpopular. You live the best life you can. Live at peace with God. Live at peace with others. Love unconditionally, and you will see the breakthrough of God in your life. Standing fast. You know, there's a war on truth out there. And that war is not ending anytime soon. That war is also prolonged ending by Christians. You know, when Jesus was walking and the woman with the issue of blood touched him, and he said, well, who touched me? And all these people were like, well, Lord, everybody's touching you. That was really an indictment on the disciples, right? Because everybody was touching him. And he was saying, even though everybody's touching me, somebody just touched me with faith. Basically, they weren't at the time. When it comes to standing for truth, God wants us to reach out and really experience the power of touching him on everything. So, you know, there's just so much temptation in Christian circles. I have a lot of friends that are in like New York City or LA. And one thing I saw that started to happen was this cult, like a subculture of Christianity started to get established where, I mean, you know, truths that we would never go back on. You know, right is right, wrong is wrong. These are essentials of Christianity. I would notice that these people would start to debate essentials. I'm not talking about your end times theology. That's not essential to me. I'm talking about like Jesus Christ, salvation, the Holy Spirit and the gifts. Like these are things that are essential in the Christian life. I would notice that these holiness, right is right, wrong is wrong. I would notice that these type of things would get debated. And I'm going, whoa, red flag. Those aren't debatable. You know, so deconstruct theology came in where people wanted to dissect their faith and it almost brought them to a place of no faith. It's like truth is truth, even if it's not popular. You know, to say that homosexuality is a sin doesn't mean that we hate homosexuals. You know what I mean? Or people that have that kind of lifestyle. It's not true. But our call as Christians are not to like hold up the Bible and go, are you okay if I say something that's in this book? That's not really how it's supposed to be. I declare through love what this book says, and I love everybody on the other end of the message, but I don't accept what they do. Back to LA, we wanted to do like a Hollywood tour in LA, you know, I don't know, like movie stars' homes or something like that. And so we bought a ticket. I had to drop my family off where the bus was going to pick us up. I had to go park the car somewhere else by a Greek church downtown LA. And as I'm turning the corner, walk back to my family, it could have slayed you. The palm trees, the weather, the sun was shining. Everything was just hitting just right. You see the hills and the rolling hills of LA. I mean, it was beautiful. And like for like 3 seconds, you're like, yo, I want to move here and give my life for this. I mean, it's a beautiful place. And then I looked again and I saw homeless people. I saw transgenders walking around in booty shorts. I saw, you know, just the weirdest weirdos you've ever seen in your life. And, you know, gay pride flags draped on people's bodies. Like you saw the weirdest things ever. And then I could hear the devil's words say, accept us. And that's when I realized that there's a seduction in sin. And it's not just sin. There's a seduction on a false truth. Like false truth is seducting to people. Let's change our views. God still loves us. Let's, you know, it's okay. I know the Bible says this, but we can be content not believing this or seeing this in our everyday life. And it's a slow seduction to unbelief and doubt and torment by the devil. We don't get the right to change the rules because we don't do it well. You understand? So if we're called to heal the sick and cleanse the leper, raise the dead, you don't get the right to change the rules because you don't feel like you do it well. And so it's one of those things where, are we standing on truth? The truth, we're not creating it. We're not deciding it. Like, we're just living it and enforcing it, our beliefs, reinforcing the Father's beliefs on this earth, which can be done in love. Absolutely. And so truth, you know, truth being beaten over somebody's head is never going to work. You definitely have to operate in the spirit of love, but we can't get away from truth. Like, what are these? There are foundational beliefs that have shaped our world forever. Like, foundational beliefs. We have an obligation to stand on those truths. I'm talking about things that have never changed, right? The cross, the blood, the grave, deliverance, healing. Like, these are things that are essential that we don't get the right to change, because unbelief and doubt will start to creep in your life. And then, you know, then you turn into this form of Christianity that's only content talking about something and not actually demonstrating it. And that's not the Christianity we're called to live in. And so today, the reality is we have to take inventory of truth. And truthfully, you have Christians fighting about the most ridiculous things out here. No wonder why we can't get the main thing right. We're so focused on the differences of life. You have this, you have this. And so let me tell you something that's incredibly unpopular. There's a group of people. And look, you know, there was this video that came out the last few days of Creflo Dollar, like, endorsing Stacey Abrams. My heart sank. We all got sick over it. I feel like all of our hero TV preachers went woke. I mean, it's so sad. The bottom line is, I've met him. I know him. He's a beautiful man. It doesn't take away God using him. But the truth is, I 100% think abortion is murder, and it's not even close. But do I not receive from somebody's life because of that? I don't think so. I think there's a part of Christianity that is so stuck on differences that we just write people off. God's clearly using Creflo Dollar. It's not even close. He's anointed. He's incredible. But we write people off because we perceive they don't have our political belief on abortion. Again, I think it's completely wrong in murdering children. But I'm not going in my mind. I'm not going to get to a place where I just write complete people off. There is a place you have to. But I'm telling you that I don't take one political belief that I highly disagree with and then all of a sudden think that there's nothing about his ministry that can bless me. I mean, we just got to get better than this, guys. I don't know what to tell you. I realize that's the most unpopular opinion. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just telling you, we've got to get to a better place where the war on truth, and absolutely that's a huge truth, no doubt about it. It's not the only truth. It just happens to be the only thing Christians voted on for the last 100 years. But that's not the only truth. And I don't know. I mean, the truth is, I'm not here to have a conversation and find out what's going on there. But I'm just telling you, great example, something happening. We immediately shut. We just try to write off everything that these people have ever done because of one truth that we highly disagree with. We got to get better. That's it for today. We love you. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm out.